every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Not sure if Russell's going to join us. He may be on assignment. And let's see here. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. Let's see. I got one hard one, one harder one, and one really hard one, just for Mike.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll give you some hints, though, because some of these I wouldn't be able to know. And let's see, Mike, what's going on in the world of sports? I know we're going to introduce our guest in the next segment, but tell us.
Here I'm doing the roller coaster and the sprinkler, and I can't even make our special guest laugh yet. So I'm in deep trouble. I'm in deep trouble today. Hey, yeah, so we're going to talk to a gentleman. I consider him a friend. I think he considers me a friend, too, I hope. His name is Henry Smith. He's with Edward Waters University in Jacksonville, Florida. His title is the Associate Athletic Director, Director of Facilities and Community Partnerships. So he's really involved in the business side of sports. We're going to talk to him. But also, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the AP Top 25 College Football Preseason Rankings are out. And we have a new number one for the first time ever.
Are you going to tell us who it is?
Yeah, tune in. I mean, I got a little excited.
You're keeping us in suspenders again.
Yeah.
But that makes for good radio. That way people can always come back. All right.
Yeah. I'm not telling you who it is. You got to come back for the show. Come on. It's called a tease.
It's funny. I'm trying to think of. I'm all set, ready to start recording the Little League World Series championships, which is coming in about 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yes.
And in fact, Jonathan Anderson, who is the defending Little League World Series champion manager, was going to try to join us, but he's going to come on our next show, and we're going to talk about being the defending champ.
All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine,
Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, and Russell Jackman is in the house. And Mike, introduce our guest, if you will, please.
If I will, and I must, and I'm going to. Yes, really happy to have him aboard. He's a great guy, known in the world of college athletics, and in particular, knows everything about college athletics, in my opinion. I learned so much from him, and really is an expert in the world of HBCU, which is historically black college universities. His name is Henry Smith, Associate Athletic Director, Edward Waters University in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'll tell you what, he's adorned in his EWU hat and shirt. And I'm telling you, Henry, Edward Waters, a.k.a. EWU Tigers, they're getting a lot of love nationally on this show. But welcome to the show. We'd love to have you aboard.
Yes, indeed. Thank you all for having me.
Sure, I love that.
Well, we had Henry on before when we talked about that track meet in Jacksonville. Yeah, Bob Hayes. And so got to have him again. But, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, and we were talking to Edward and Russell, college sports is just a bizarre, weird place right now. I mean, it's so fluid. And I think we want to talk a little bit about the business side of things, but so the season is coming up in just a few weeks. Yes. What really makes your guest appearance very interesting in the wide pantheon of college sports is the fact that your school, not a big school, private institution, great education in the heart of Jacksonville, Florida, collegiate Division II program, but you can say Division I, Division II, Division III. You can say junior college for all I care. But your head football coach, great guy, decided to leave for another job just about a month or less before the season. Wow! Talk about throwing a wrench into the you know what. I mean, how does a school deal with an issue like that? And like it's a good
First and foremost, being able to maintain by having a great staff underneath that particular coach who decided to depart. And one of the rational reasons for him departing was receiving the opportunity to advance with the mid-major institution of higher learning. So And what comes with that is you know, and I know, is economical opportunities. So he had to take it. I mean, you can't fault him for wanting to advance. That's what you like to see everyone do in life, is have the opportunity to advance to another level.
Yeah, but don't they usually do it at the end of the, at least like give him enough time to get a new coach in?
Well, I tell you what took place. What took place with this was the head coach at Tennessee State, where he transferred to, and you might be familiar with the coach over there, Reggie Barlow. He was also a USFL head coach for DC, for the DC team within the USFL organization. Well, before that, the both of them worked together at Virginia Union in Virginia. So they had co-working experience together from past relationship. So when the opportunity came for him to go, it was, how can you say it? It seemed to be a bit to the extreme, but it had already been in progress. And it just wasn't consummated until the time right after the media day. How about that?
You know,
right after the conference football media day. So we ran into that type of scenario. But lo and behold, we had a coach that could step up, whom has had a great journey in his coaching career. Speaking of Coach Brian Jenkins, who hailed from Temple and Rutgers University, as well as being head coach at Bethune-Cookman University here down at Daytona Beach, as well as being head coach at Alabama State University, before having some medical problems that kind of sidelined him for a few before he got back into coaching. So those are the kind of things that in this world of collegiate sports now, you're going to see a little bit more of that, unfortunately. In yesterday's market, you will see coaches and players staying put for maybe 15 to 20 years. Now that's going to be a no-brainer because we're in a market of bid and process. So whoever has the best bid or whoever processes the best package, that's what's happening. And it's not only happening in the coaching world, it's also happening in the student athletes, meaning the name and likeness situation. For example, if you look at the University of Alabama and the University of Ohio, those two schools seem to be battling for the same blue chipper. And that blue chipper now has the option of saying, well, he offered me this. What can you offer me? And it's a bid war. It's a bid war that takes place with student athletes. We thought we would only see that type of situation with the NFL, but now we're seeing it everywhere. And just to give you guys an example, the NIL deal, the name and likeness deal, has now hit what? The high schools. You got a kid that's playing for St. Thomas Aquinas down here in Fort Lauderdale that's making $5,000 a season.
But now here's the trick to that.
But here's the trick to that, though, gentlemen. His parents did not know that they had to pay taxes on the money that he received. So when April came and the IRS sent that little thing saying you owe us $500 for the 10% of what your son received in the NIL deal, because Procter & Gamble did one thing. They reported it.
Sure.
Okay. So now it's a new world. It's a world that we're going to have to teach the student athlete how to be financially prepared, how to put your finances in place. And so so that's the kind of world that business world that we're living in now. It used to be a thing I can give a kid I give a kid a scholarship, feed him, give him the best dorm on campus. That ain't Jack anymore.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. And then I'll just real quickly, another great example of this type of fluid movement is the former California Golden Bear quarterback Fernando Mendoza leaves Cal for Indiana, and I think they're paying him. Edward, are you ready for this? Why do you think he's leaving? He's getting like $1.2 million at Indiana. Are you kidding me?
That'll make the bell ring. All right, you guys ready? We're going to do our first commercial break here. First trivia question: how high can a bottlenose dolphin jump? Now, you guys are in Florida, so you should know this. Like within a centimeter, you should know. No, I'm just kidding. And give it. You can give me, you know, rough numbers here. How high can a bottlenose dolphin jump? All right, and I'm assuming they're still in the water. They jump out of the water, all right? Email Edward at sportsecom101, the answer to that question. We'll see who's the first one to answer that. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Henry Smith. All right, trivia question number one. How high can a bottlenose dolphin jump out of the water, obviously.
Here we go ahead.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say he's good for at least 12, a good 12 feet.
I'll say eight.
Wait, Russell, what'd you say?
I'll say 8.
8 feet.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm gonna go 9.
Add those two numbers together. 20 feet.
Holy cow. Whoa.
Feet. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed with that.
Whoa.
20
feet.
Wow. 20 feet. Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. All right. Mike, you want to reintroduce our guest? And you've got a great question to ask him.
Absolutely, I do. Yeah, Brian Henry Smith with Edward Waters University in Jacksonville, Florida. He's the associate athletic director there. Been in the sports game, what, Henry, 30 years plus? Or what?
Yeah, 32.
Years?
32.
32. So knows this business inside and out. Happy to have him aboard. And we're talking about college football. We're talking about various aspects from the business side. And in particular, educate us, especially me. Edward's too smart. He doesn't need any education. and, of course, we have an attorney on board as well. But give us an idea or enlighten us, surprise us, do something. Tell us about what happens from the business side of college athletics that, of course, most of us, we go to a game. We'll go to a football game, a basketball game, a baseball game. But we have no idea, zero idea of what goes on behind the scenes, from the marketing, from the ticket sales to corporate, to building corporate sponsorships. Mm-hmm. What kind of insight can you share that's really interesting that people don't know?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I always like to use this analogy to let people know that in show business and sports and entertainment business, is always 75% business and 25% show. The major audience and fan base only has the opportunity to see a 2 to 3 hour performance. And within that 2 to 3 hour performance, it takes almost a year planning to put those games together. It starts out with, first and foremost, having contracts with the different institutions to make sure that everything is contractual and ready to go as far as the collegiate world, and also having conference agreements and making sure that those items are in place in order for the games to play. And then the major thing is making sure that risk management, your insurance, your safety, and all the process protocols for that is taken care of. The next thing is to solidify time, dates, and places where events are going to take place. Then your part after that is how you're going to staff your game day staffing, and how you're going to staff your security, your game day operations staff, your medical staffing, all those things take place. And then you, after you have come to the location conclusion, now you get into hiring officials through your conference, through what we call an arbitration category of being able to solidify those officials to officiate those particular games. So yes, it takes a year to put these games together. And football is the most monstrous for any institution, whether it be a D3, a D2, a D1 institution, because it takes more staffing for football than any other operations that you may have as far as the game day operations. Basketball is kind of mild for everybody, but football is the number one monster, because it takes time and effort to make sure that everything goes through properly, even permits and things of that nature.
Henry, really important, and Edward, I told this to you last year. I have the, I want to say I'm blessed to do the play-by-play football for Edgar Waters. And there are certain things at these events that don't always go as planned. For example, a certain highlight was on ESPN and social media that made the national headlines. A gentleman who, I don't know, perhaps had a few too many Dr. Peppers, decided to run on
to run across the field and
the game.
And then we had to reinvent Lawrence Taylor through our security system.
the one of the officers in Edgar Waters made a tackle that was should have been the highlight of the game. It was unbelievable. All you could hear the crowd say is, "Ooh, man, it hurt." So, I mean, you try to prepare for every scenario, but it's tough, isn't it?
It's tough when you got, you know, you got 5,000 fans in a venue. And then you got one fan that just is at that time was intoxicated and didn't even know where he was. He just wanted to follow the band on the field, and the band was gone. And so now he wanted to make his appearance.
Right. It was Spike Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you would think that that was planned, but no, it's not planned. we run into different scenarios, such as technical scenarios, such as security scenarios. You never know what's going to take place, so you try to have plans in place so that when these things do take place, everybody can click. And as you saw, it clicked real quick.
Well, not only that, Edward, I got to make you laugh. And Russell, I was doing a game on the radio. And I'm in the broadcast booth. I swear to you guys, you won't believe this. It was a hot, humid day. All of a sudden, it's as if Edward Waters decided to move to San Francisco, because here comes the fog into my booth. My window started. I couldn't see the game. I literally could not see the game. So I had to look down the side, the other windows, because they were clear, but my window was not. So, I mean, you never know what happens. And I had to be honest with the audience. I had to say, hey, folks, this is what's going on. So we're going to do our best. But this is my reality. And the reality we'll see.
It was an old, let's see, this had to be 1991. And I think it was Philadelphia and the Bears or something. And it was so foggy. The game live, and nobody could really see anything. It was hard. Right. Even the player could barely see what was going on. Definitely made for a fun football game, though, even though you couldn't see much. Mike, you were teasing the audience about who's number one.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Who was number one? I know who number one is, but Henry, do you know who number one is right now?
No, not this year. This is a tough task.
All right. Here we go. For the first time ever, which is really, really hard. I said really, really three times, now six times. Check this out. The Longhorns of Texas are the number one team, which is a little, it's interesting. Arch Manning is what's going to happen with him. Penn State is two. Ohio State three. Clemson four. Georgia is five. Notre Dame six. Now in the West, Oregon's number seven, Bama's eight, LSU's nine, Miami's 10. You look at the top, Arizona State is at number 11. You look at the top 25, and obviously it's pretty much dominated by the SEC. Texas A&M. There's only three teams, Edward and Russ, from the West Coast. You got Oregon. Who else? Oregon's number seven, ASU is number 11. And then I got to tell you, man, it's pretty disappointing. Boise State's at number 25. And the rest of it's dominated by the Midwest and the South. So obviously the shift continues to flow. No USC's, no UCLA's, no Washington. So I mean, there's been a huge shift in college football, and it's really sad for us West Coast people because we get no love.
Warren's in the early late 60s, early 70s being a real powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember if they were number one, but they were definitely a real powerhouse. They, you know, used to watch like Notre Dame football, and they'd also have Texas Longhorns. You know, it was pretty amazing. And same thing with like Nebraska and Oklahoma. Tell you what, guys, we got to go to another commercial break here. All right, you ready? Let's see if we can do a different question here. Which is the deadliest hurricane in U.S. history? And I'll give you a hint. They said between 8,000 to 12,000 fatalities. Which is the what was the deadliest hurricane in U.S. history? All right, it's somewhere between 8,000 to 12,000 fatalities. I'm not going to give you the year. The winds, they said 140 miles an hour. There's been, I think, higher winds than that. But that was pretty, that's pretty gnarly. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael, you'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Van Halen redefined rock and roll with blistering guitar riffs, unforgettable hooks, and a stage show that felt larger than life. From Running with the Devil to Jump, they took the raw power of 70s rock, added wild energy and guitar heroics, and delivered the soundtrack of a generation. Now, San Fran Halen captures that spirit with precision and passion. This Bay Area supergroup brings Van Halen's legendary catalog roaring back to life. Get ready for an authentic, high-energy show that channels the full-throttle fun of Van Halen's prime.
This isn't just a tribute. This is a celebration.
Come party like it's 1984 on Saturday, August 16th at Santa Rosa's Vintage Space Nightclub in the Flamingo Hotel.
2777 4th Street, Santa Rosa.
San Fran Halen.
San Fran Halen.
August 16th. Get your tickets online at sanfranhalen.com.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7:30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and Henry Smith. Second trivia question: Which is the deadliest hurricane in U.S. history? Who do you think?
Katrina.
Katrina? No, actually. So this one was 8 to 12.
Galveston. Was the Galveston one?
Yeah. Russell pipes in with Galveston in the year 1900. And it's funny, I've actually been there. I went did a little tour, and there was this house, and they still had the watermarks, and it was like 8 feet high in the house. I mean, you know, some old house from 1890 or something like that. Yeah, 8,000 to 12,000 fatalities. That's amazing.
Yeah. They still have the seawall up. They still have the seawall up, but the problem is it's with global warming, you're going to have to fix it again because the sea levels are going to rise and create even more problems for that.
We'll have rising tides. We'll have lower tides. We'll have global warming. We'll have global cooling. We'll have global nothing. We'll always happen. Okay. All right, Mike, you want to talk a little about the WNBA?
Not really. But I will.
It's a I mean,
I guess the Valkyries, a new team in the Bay Area, is okay. They're in eighth place. Actually, no, I don't. I think something more interesting. And, you know, what I noticed about the state of MLB, also known as Major League Baseball, on a Sunday afternoon in America, and it caught me by surprise, and I think a lot of the listeners and viewers can relate to this, I found it very interesting. So ABC is showing a WNBA game, and the ratings are still, you know, they're still subpar. The attendance is abysmal. They're still losing $10 million a year, by the way. And then CBS is showing women's professional soccer. I got nothing. I love soccer, but I appreciate it when it comes down to the World Cup because it matters. But my point is during that day, what I watched it say, there's not one MLB baseball game being shown, which is disturbing. Because I remember growing up, there was always the Saturday game, Sunday game, Tony Kubek, all those. Henry remembered. We all remembered. And so I just found it. I found it kind of sad. If that's it's what it says to me a little bit about baseball. Come on, you got to do a better job marketing. Let's see your game. They had the ESPN Sunday night game between the Cardinals and Cubs. It was a good game. But my point is, baseball needs to do something because, I mean, honestly, I'm going to say it with all due respect to the ladies, but for the most part, nobody really cares about the WNBA or the Women's Professional Soccer League. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just, I don't know if that, what you think about that or don't think about that, but I think baseball needs to.
They're trying to find a new source of ratings because baseball continues to decline in the ratings. And so they're trying to figure out what's going to be next because it seems like baseball is becoming much more regionalized as the years go on. What do you think, Henry?
You're absolutely right. There used to be a time you could find baseball 7 days a week. Now baseball has become a strategy. The four game series or the three game series, those games are played maybe Wednesday through Friday or Thursday through Saturday. You very seldom now see the Sunday matinee that used to be a big thing. So you don't see that. And then the other thing, gentlemen, is that every major sport now has its own network. So they try to have as much content for their particular networks. So they try to strategize wherein they got to at least have maybe 2 to 3 games on their network per day, if possible. And then they join those networks with a local affiliate to show those games. Even in the minor leagues, if you see it, they do it with the local affiliates. Because the minor league, you know, they do a whole week series of games. So the main thing in that era now in baseball, we see streaming has become more of today's world. Each baseball, Major League Baseball team has its own streaming network. So you click onto their streaming network, and they're able to receive those perceptions and data from the streaming.
But Henry, you know what? This is what I'm afraid of, and yeah. I think we're gonna get there, and that's going to be baseball by the inning. You're gonna have to pay. You're gonna have to watch each inning on a different channel, and you have to pay for each inning. And then soon it'll be like by the pitch. Like you'll pay by the pitch. You want to see what happens in the next pitch?
Yeah, you might be right, but here's the reality though. If you gentlemen look back at last year, they changed the pitcher's process, and what I mean by that, the pitcher has to now pitch on a second time clock. So they was trying. They implemented that to try to lessen the time of a baseball game, because you know a baseball game, man, if you're not careful, it'll run you to 4 hours. So they had to come up with a strategy that would be conducive to television timelines, because television productions were complaining
the replay process.
Yeah.
It's funny that they get rid of the pitch, they add the pitch clock in, and then the replay process, they can sit there and contemplate their belly buttons for about a half hour while they're sitting there looking over a call.
Yeah. But you know, you have to be careful, because if it's too short a time, then the people who are going to the game might not feel like they got their money's worth.
I don't mind it being too short of a time, because it's supposed to be conclusive. And so you're supposed to be able to tell right away. It's supposed to be a pretty obvious thing that if there's an error, you know, you shouldn't have to be looking to the micromillimeter, you know, to figure out if a guy's safe or out. If it's that close, okay, he's safe. But, you know, it's when they replay it. But what kills me is when it's an obvious play, you think, okay, that's what it's going to be. And it takes about 10 minutes for them to make the call. And you're just like saying, what is taking so long? If it's that obvious, it shouldn't take that long for them to make. And it's that way with all the pro stuff, whether it's basketball or whether it's football. It's the replay stuff is getting a little bit out of hand, and how long they're taking to try to, you know, review every, you know, sometimes 3 or 4 plays in out of 10 plays, you know, you'll see a review call. And it's really killing the momentum.
It is. It's not like the old days where we would sit outside and, you know, listen to the radio at a baseball game, on a Saturday matinee, we would sit outside and chew the fat by listening to 9 innings of baseball. If you notice now that it's not that many radio broadcasting in baseball anymore, unless it's for that ESPN or that local station. You know, it used to be a national thing, and now everything is going local in baseball. If you saw the Atlanta Braves the other night, when they were playing, they were saying, we're going now to our local affiliate. So I'm looking at baseball having the opportunity to just be a national streaming platform, unfortunately. And that's only because of the impact of different sports that we got. Like Mike was speaking about the WNBA, now the women's soccer, now NASCAR is beaming up with their platforms of truck racing, Indy racing, you name it. It's all kind of race that takes place now. Yeah.
Henry, I think, and Edward and Russell, we can all relate to this. There's something truly magical about the local broadcast. For example, the Giants are on a powerful 50,000 watt station, KNBR, for, you know, decades. The Dodgers were on KABC in Los Angeles. The Cardinals, KMOX in St. Louis, legendary station. The Cubs, WGN, again, legendary stations. Yankees, I think it was WABC. My point is, those stations were part of the tradition of baseball, and I hope it remains, because there's something, I mean, baseball, the audio portion of listening to a baseball game and the crack of the bat, the play-by-play announcer, literally painting pictures. And for me, yes, I'm a Giants fan, but I must admit, I loved the Dodgers' Ben Scully. I just thought he was amazing. And I still like John Miller, the Giants announcer. But to that point, the Detroit Tigers announcer, the great the guy, I can't even think of his name, but there are so many phenomenal announcers out there, just to let you know. It's not and in San Francisco, we think John Miller is the guy. Well, yes, he's awesome, but he is not the only guy. I mean, the guy, what's his name? The great Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker was Bob phenomenal with the Brewers. I love him.
Come on. Yeah, I was just listening to
his Do you still have a love affair for the radio broadcast, any of you? Or is it still relevant? Or
In certain markets, I would say in your Class A markets, yes. In your Class B markets, no. Because it once again, once the Nielsen support reports go out and the Arbitron reports go out, you get those surveys back and you see the fluctuation in the listenership of baseball. Baseball one time was the number one sport in America. Yep. But now guess who's the number one sport in America? Football. Everybody waits on football. You should have saw the Arbitron ratings on football this past weekend. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, preseason outdoes all the other sports combined.
Yeah, and it's just the preseason.
It's just preseason
going on too. Okay, hey guys, you ready for our silly joke of the week?
No.
So Mike, no. You guys hate me when I do this. So my teachers told me I would never amount to much because I procrastinate. I'd never amount to much because I procrastinate so much. I told them, yeah, just you wait. we got a laugh out of Mike on that one, but
because you said procrastinate. What did you say? Okay, I can't even say it. It was so good. That wasn't rehearsed either. Good job.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, you ready for our third trivia question? This is kind of interesting here. What was the New York Times Square originally called? Before it was New York Times Square, it was called something. And I'll tell you that they changed it to in 1904 to honor the New York Times moving to the area and the construction of the Times Tower. So before it was the New York Times Square, or New York, as we all say, New York Times Square, it was something else. So what was that? All right, you're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back with some closing comments and our famous thoughts for the day. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and Henry Smith. Our third trivia question, what was the New York Times Square originally called? Anyone?
Old Times Square? I don't know.
Old Times Square? No. Yeah.
It was called
Longacre Square.
After who?
I didn't know that. Henry, Mike was asking, how do people get a hold of you and tickets for the game? You're on mute right now, so we need to unmute you.
They can connect with us on the EWUTigerPride.com. That's EWUTigerPride.com.
Tiger Pride, that's good. And they got the colors of the Minnesota Vikings, purple. Yes.
And the games are a blast, too. The football is really, really good. The bands are phenomenal. I'm telling you, it's a great Saturday if you're ever in Jacksonville, Florida. Come on out. Only game in town.
A lot of people probably go to watch the bands. No offense to the football.
Oh, you're right. I can't disagree with you on some of that.
All right. Okay, so here's our thoughts for the day. So I used to be a narcissist, but look at me now. Mike, you always turn away and laugh at that one.
We don't want to encourage you.
What's that?
We don't want to encourage you.
We don't want to encourage you.
I wasn't saying they want to encourage you.
There's no stopping me. I'm sorry. And did you know that insanity is hereditary? You get it from your children. And for those of us, Russell, he's got a couple of children, so he knows what I'm talking about.
Yes. And they'll make you crazy if you weren't that way already.
Exactly.
I can relate to that, Russell.
You have kids too, yeah. Actually, my kids are great, but still, every once in a while, there'd be that. That's why I have the gray hair. My brother, 5 years older, hardly has any gray hair. Guess what? No children. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions and, of course, our famous thoughts for the day. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Hey, military. Go Tigers.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
And hey, one quick thing I want to say. Best of health to Gary Rudd, to Greg Mappa, who's suffering from cancer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's it, boys. Talk to you.